My friend's car has some pretty cool stuff, but it doesn't have much spark. It can barely move.
Sounds like that car needs a good tune-up. But do you need one too? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. It doesn't matter how fancy a car looks. If the engine doesn't run, then that car isn't going anywhere. And the same is true about you. See, a lot of people live to make money or try to be famous. But if you're not living for Jesus, you're not going anywhere. Check out Ephesians 4:24. It says, "You must be made new in your hearts and in your thinking, made to be like God, truly good and pleasing to Him." Our story today is entitled, True Sparks of Joy. Blake gasped as the fanciest car he had ever seen pulled in at Mr. Moore's repair shop. Out climbed Mr. Watson and his son Kobe. "Hey, Kobe," said Blake. "Wow, that's some car."
"Yeah, but it's not running well," said Kobe.
Then, while Mr. Moore and Kobe's dad discussed the work needed on the car, Kobe and Blake talked about school and sports.
"Kobe, call your mother and ask her to pick us up," said Mr. Watson a little while later.
"The car will have to stay here a day or two to be fixed." After Mrs. Watson picked up Kobe and his dad, Blake turned to Mr. Moore. He had been helping at the shop all summer and loved learning about cars.
"So what's wrong with it?" Blake asked.
"Not sure yet," Mr. Moore said. "Mr. Watson said the engine is sluggish. It doesn't take off when he steps on the gas. It just pokes along without much spark."
He opened the hood of the car.
"I see that you and Mr. Watson's son know each other."
"Yeah, Kobe's in my class at school, and he goes to church with a couple of my friends. They've been trying to get me to come to Bible club with them, but," Blake shrugged, "I don't see the point of all that Jesus stuff. My life is good the way it is."
He looked at the Watson's car and sighed.
"I doubt I'll ever be able to buy a car like that, though."
Mr. Moore peered into the car.
"You know, this car has a lot of fancy equipment, but Mr. Watson says it doesn't have much spark. Without spark, the rest of the car is pretty worthless. You can't drive it anywhere."
"Well, I'm sure Kobe's dad can buy a new one if you can't fix it," said Blake.
"Maybe so," said Mr. Moore. "But the things we buy don't ever bring us true joy and satisfaction in life, do they?
It sounds like Kobe knows he needs Jesus for the true spark of joy in his life, and he wants you to have that spark too. I'll check the car over. I'm sure it will have a new life by the time I'm done with it. But we can't give ourselves the spark of new life we all need. Only God can do that." So how about you? Do you have the spark of real joy in your life? True happiness doesn't come from having good looks or lots of money or from being smart and successful. Those things might make you feel good for a while, but lasting joy only comes from Jesus. He's the source of true happiness and everlasting life, so trust in Him. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is John 14:6.
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
And our key thought for today, Jesus gives new life and joy. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we received from kids like you. And who knows, your question might be in the next issue. So, send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.